Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would have a hard time getting nominated. I'm a realist, and I understand how the primary system works. So I would like to see if there's somebody that emerges that I think would be a strong candidate in the Republican Party for president. If somebody does emerge that I believe can win, then I would probably support that person. And if I think we're truly desperate, then I may run.
Wow. Because Rudy Giuliani is saying he's not going to run unless, of course, he decides to run. The 2012 presidential race is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Apologies for the hoarseness. There's nothing wrong with me other than my voice appears to have headed left. If you were listening to the last hour, you know that there are a few moments left and right here as I turn around the corner where it didn't sound like I had full strength in my voice, and I don't, but I'm not sure why, frankly. So we'll work around it. That's not the important thing. The important thing is that we have a grasp of what's going on in the world of talk radio in the next hour, and the presidential race is certainly front and center. The 2012 presidential race with Rudy Giuliani, he's keeping his options open. And that makes for an interesting story. As he said, he likes some of the people, like Rick Perry, but he's not ready to endorse him or any other candidate right now. I don't know. There are a lot of people that seem to like this guy. Can't quite understand why. If you want to exchange thoughts, 800-510-8255. Help yourself. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talk to Eugene Robinson, who works at the Washington Post, and to Chuck Todd, who's a reporter on NBC, about the president's sinking approval rating.
You look at the polling data throughout the NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll, it's just about as bad as it can get for the president. And just when you think there's not a silver lining to save this man from political doom, and one-termitis, as Maureen Dowd was starting
there's
to put the first shovel of dirt on his grave, political grave, well, suddenly, out of the West, rides the cavalry for Barack Obama in the form of Josh Brolin, imitating George W. Bush and running the state of Texas. Yes, I'm talking about Rick Perry, a man that couldn't win a swing state if his life depended on it, if his horse's life depended on it, if in fact he does have a horse. Rick Perry now at 38%, Mitt Romney at 23%, Ron Paul 9%, Michelle Bachmann 8%, and Michelle Bachmann's former campaign manager saying, bye-bye. I've seen him last night, bye-bye. So the Obama people have to be looking at this poll going, well, you know, this poll, it kind of sucks for us, but hey, we at least got that Perry guy running against us.
Yeah, no, they have to be saying, look, this poll really sucks. And there's a new Washington Post poll out, too, that really sucks for the president. But here comes Rick Perry, and I think in the White House they have to be saying, you know, bring him on. You know, you and your horse, come on in, because I'm with you, Joe. I don't see how Rick Perry can win a general election, given what he wrote in his book last year, not even a full year ago, given the views that he is known to hold, that he's going to tell people about, because that's who he is.
Chuck, am I being too harsh on it? I mean, again, I'm sure I like Rick Perry. I'm sure I would love going to the movies and maybe coffee shop afterwards, just sit and talk about old times. But I'm just looking at this guy as a general election candidate, and I just really couldn't design a much worse general election candidate, unless, of course, we're talking about Michelle Bachmann or other Republicans in the race.
I did my own little survey of Team Obama over the last 3 or 4 days on this question. I said, what do you want? You want to run against Perry, or do you want to run against a strong Rick Perry that comes out of the Republican primary that sort of doesn't get stopped, right? He's at this, he's 38%, and this is the largest number any Republican's gotten in the primary field so far. Or do you want to run against a Romney after he's had to basically claw his way to the nomination, ripping Perry to shreds, trying to get to the nomination? And more of them seem to lean to saying, I'll take a weakened Romney who had to claw his way, fight for the right to beat Perry, than a strong Perry. Because, you know, I had somebody say to me this, a Democrat who's with a lot of knowledge of the Obama campaign, say, you know what, when the country, when the American public feels a little bit unsure, uneasy, a guy that'll shoot a coyote in the face with a handgun, as crazy as that can sound as song, you know, they want some tough guy rhetoric. So they're not dancing in the streets saying, bring Rick Perry on. I think they, in a weird way, would rather face a weak Romney than a strong Perry.
Wow. Rick Perry is unelectable nationally. Great for you in Texas. If you love the guy, you can have him. I'm about as strident on that as I am with him. Both, we have very weak candidates. The Republicans have, maybe Giuliani is the answer. Much as I'm not really much of a fan, Michael Bloomberg made it clear what his intentions were. So maybe former New York Mayor Giuliani is the answer. What do you think? Or Donald Trump, even. 800-510-8255. I know some of you say, he's just an Eastern liberal. No, I understand how elections are won, and you don't win them with anybody, possibly Romney. But the rest of the candidates, as much as I like Ron Paul and would like to see him run, there's a chance he might be able to pull it off. But the other people are not electable in any circumstance, even though, yes, as they mentioned, the president's approval rating is at an all-time low. Rick Perry surging, according to the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. This is the worst summer of the three since he's been in the presidency. And the numbers just are not there. But the Republicans could hand him his election. Those of you who are so strident, you got to have a conservative. What does that mean? You got to have somebody who wins. You'd rather have Obama for another 4 years? You realize what this country's going to look like if that guy's president 4 years from now? Oy. 800-510-8255. It's 13 past the hour on the countdown. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food and 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on ProPlan dog food and 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, ProPlan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in-store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
There are people who seem to be dissatisfied with candidates on both sides, and they say maybe it is a time for an independent. Is there any possibility that you would consider this?
No.
Well, that was the longest answer.
I have a great job. I look forward to going in every day. Last night, because of something I had to do up until 2 in the morning, I got 4 hours sleep. But I have the most wonderful job in government today. New York is doing well. I love this city. Its diversity and its openness and its opportunity for everyone. And I feel what I do think, incidentally, is no matter what your political persuasion is, we have to get behind President Obama and solve the problems today and let the election play out a year from now. This country cannot go another year where everybody's trying to keep things from working. We have to help each other.
A lot to what he says there, Mayor Bloomberg, saying he's not running for the president. Well, we continue on the presidential race focus. Here's host Dave Visor talking to Jim Krasula from CBS about all the candidates in the forum in South Carolina Monday.
Were they mostly going after President Obama, or were they taking little swipes at each other?
No, basically President Obama, and also, they played up obviously into the hands and hearts of the Tea Partiers at this event, the invitation-only event for the people who attended, and, talked a lot about abortion, about government being way too big. Each of the five candidates, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Herman Cain, vowed if elected president, they would immediately repeal the health care reform.
And Michelle Bachmann went as far as to say that she would like to get rid of the Department of Education, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Each of the candidates asked about where they would cut government, what they would eliminate. And Ron Paul quipped. He said, why don't we start with what I would keep? That's a much shorter list. But again, that's one of the mantras, obviously, of the Tea Party, excessive government. And each of the candidates very much played up their views about cutting back on government.
Jim, I'm curious how Mitt Romney handled health care because, he has the universal health care in Massachusetts, and it sounds a lot like the proposal that President Obama got through.
Yeah, Dave, he was asked about that, and basically he talked about the fact that it affected only about 10% of the people in the Bay State up there, as opposed to the health care reform the president got through Congress that affects everybody, basically. He tried to delineate the differences and explain the differences between what he did in Massachusetts as governor and what the president did in Washington. Why here in South Carolina this forum? Some of your listeners might be wondering, merely because, Dave, South Carolina holds the first voting in the South. The first primary come next winter will be here in South Carolina.
And finally, Sarah Palin. Nowhere to be seen in this, but was campaigning in New Hampshire. Is that still the buzz? Was there some discussion about that, or people talking about that at that rally?
No, quite honestly, I didn't even hear her name mentioned.
Guy sounds like Regis Philbin. All right, here's host Wayne Cabot with Maggie Haberman from Politico.com about the shakeup at Bachmann's campaign.
Who is leaving the Bachmann campaign, and is it a sign of trouble?
Well, the person who is leaving officially is the deputy campaign manager, David Polyansky. The person who is staying in a reduced role is Ed Rollins, who is a veteran Reagan man, longtime strategist, very, very well known. He's moving into a senior advisory role. He told me that it was because of health issues and the rigors of the campaign, and that this was not a sudden decision. But obviously, it never signals a good sign about a campaign when there are changes of the guard at such a critical stage.
She's been criticized for a couple of statements that she made, one promising gas would return to under $2 a gallon. She also made some comments about the hurricane and the earthquake and saying it may have been a sign from God.
All right. So I think we've pretty much heard all these stories before, three or four times about Bachmann. Let's focus next on jobs here on the countdown. President is having a big job speech, joint session of Congress. Certainly a lot of criticism is expected because it's politics. But what's the substance? We'll figure it out in a moment here on the countdown.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, a war on workers. And you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party. And you know, there's only one way to beat and win that war. The one thing about working people is we like a good fight. And you know what? They got a war. They got a war with us. And there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a b****s out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much.
That's Jimmy Hoffa. He's the problem. Rhetoric like that certainly is the problem in our country, from my point of view anyway. What an embarrassment. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Frank Beckman, who is actually talking in an interview to Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa.
The president addressed the crowd. There was a lot of excitement from the members of organized labor who were on hand, and you really fired them up with the remarks. And it's getting a lot of pushback across the country now today. I wonder, on reflection, whether you wish you hadn't said it. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm giving vent to the frustration people have about the war on workers. I don't take back anything I said. I think that people should be saying more. More people have called up and said, I'm glad you said it. We've got to start fighting back on this war on workers. The Tea Party has declared war on organized labor, working families, and the answer is somebody's got to fight back. And, you know, I'm not in a popularity contest. I'm out here to represent my members.
Jimmy, the Tea Partiers, are they the SOBs you were referring to?
The Tea Party are the ones that declared war on organized labor. They're the ones that introduced right to work in 14 states, which we beat back every one of them. They're the ones that declared war and went after workers in Wisconsin and Ohio and took away their collective bargaining rights. So, you know, there is a war on workers, and those are the people I'm talking about. And if you play the whole tape, you realize what I said was we all have a vote in this crowd. There was like 50,000 people there. And if we don't get this country back the way it should be, where we're talking about better lives for Americans, keeping jobs here, we aren't going to have an America. And I said, if we can't, if they can't get this through the Congress with the president, we have an election in November. Let's all vote, vote, vote.
So when you say, let's take these SOBs out, you meant?
At the ballot, I don't know if you must have the tape there. Just play it. It said that there is an election coming up. Everybody here has a vote. I don't think a vote is violence, do you?
There's Jimmy Hoffa. Here's John Scott talking to former Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas about what she thinks the president needs to say in that job speech.
Senator Lincoln, you were on the Finance Committee, the Commerce Committee as well. I mean, you know about business and how it works in this country. What should the president say? What do you expect him to say?
Well, I'm not sure what he'll say, but I hope he'll reach out to others. I think one of the best things he can do is find common ground. I think what most people find discontent with in Washington is the fact that everybody's pointing fingers at somebody else as being the problem. What we need to start looking for is the common ground and the way we solve these problems. And I think that hopefully the president will. I think he'll reach out and look for opportunities where there can be common ground. But there's no doubt that you know, we can't solve these problems. No one individual, whether it's the president, the speaker, the majority leader, any of them, they cannot solve these problems by themselves.
Well,
you
talk about one individual. You hail from Arkansas, where a guy named Sam Walton took his little five and dime store and built it into one of the world's largest corporations, Walmart. Could he do that today in this regulatory environment?
Well, you bring up a great point, and one of the best things that any of them can do, I think, is to really focus on how we empower business, and more importantly, small businesses, to be able to be successful and grow jobs. There is no doubt that small businesses in this country are the number one job producer. Over 60% of the net new jobs annually created in this country are created by small businesses, and I'm leading an effort, a coalition with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to really focus on how we empower small businesses to do that.
You get rid of the government. That's what you do. Get rid of them in your face. It doesn't take a committee. 28 past the hour.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother with me.
just can you watch my LED?
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Las Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee, I'm in the shade, been somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
With apologies for the sound of my voice, this is the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. There's nothing wrong with me except that I cannot speak particularly. Some of you think I can't speak well at all. It has not to do with what's in my head. It has to do with what's in my throat, apparently. Meanwhile, we march ahead with this week being the celebration, or if you will, I don't think that's the right word. Some people are using it. The commemoration of the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, there is much attention, and some of it's on the right side of understanding this, and some of it isn't. I happen to believe in presenting both sides of an issue or a story, so that's why we start with Piers Morgan, who talked on his program to Frank Rich from the New Yorker magazine. Rich thinks things are worse now, 10 years after.
The war on terror is now 10 years in. What's your assessment of where the spoils of victory and defeat have worked themselves out?
Well, a few good things can be said. The end of Osama bin Laden, for instance, and to some extent, although we don't know to what extent, after all these years, and in my view, one unnecessary war in Iraq, the scattering of al-Qaeda. But basically, in almost every conceivable way, America is worse off. And the tragedy is that at the time Bush gave that speech, the country was really united. America was really united behind him. People were devastated by this attack on American soil, and they rallied around the president, a very new green president who had won in a very contentious election. And then it was all squandered. And one of the points I make in my piece for the 9/11 anniversary issue of New York Magazine is, of all the things that Bush did after 9/11 that defrayed that goodwill, the worst may have been not calling for any sacrifice, any shared sacrifice. He told people to go to Disney World, go shopping. There were no new taxes. And I feel this anti-government cancer that's loose in America today comes from that moment. He said, basically, you can fight two wars and not pay for them. And if you don't pay taxes for two wars, then why pay taxes for anything in the common good? And that's the kind of ideology that's now at loose and is paralyzing this country.
Obviously, Dick Cheney's memoirs out now. We've had Donald Rumsfeld's and indeed George W. Bush's. And I've read two of those. What's interesting is there's a marked lack of contrition, I would say, about the decisions that were taken. Do you believe, as George Bush clearly believes, that history will judge him more fairly? That when you see the Arab Spring uprisings, for example, this is all an extension of what went on in Iraq and so on. Do you subscribe to any of that theory?
Not really, but of course we don't really know. I think that we could have, if there was to be an Arab Spring, it could have happened by keeping the focus on the Taliban in Afghanistan instead of losing that focus and moving on to Iraq. And we don't know how the Arab Spring, even in Libya, is going to turn out, or in Egypt. So it's too early to say. What I do know is America is worse off in most ways. So the country has been bankrupted by these tax cuts and not paying for the wars, by the prescription drug benefit. This economy was left in a complete mess when the new president came in. Most of the problems we have today go back to that decade. And frankly, if you know, a thousand flowers bloom in the Middle East, that'll be a wonderful achievement for Bush Cheney. But even if that happens, I'm not sure a thousand flowers are going to bloom in America, and that's a whole other problem.
Frank Rich from New York Magazine, I think he said many things there that are pretty cogent. What about you? Makes a lot of sense the way he told the story. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Over on CBS, Alexis Christoforos talks with Cantor Fitzgerald, with the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, Howard Lutnick, about the amazing comeback his company has made since they lost so many in the Twin Towers on September 11th.
658 Cantor employees died on 9/11, trapped above the fire in the North Tower at the World Trade Center. CEO Howard Lutnick survived because he was taking his son to kindergarten, but he lost his brother Gary and his best friend, and he became the public face of Cantor's tragedy.
My brother's on the 103rd floor. There's no 103rd floor. Yeah.
Today, Lutnick is back on his feet, composed and driven. He's rebuilt Cantor, and like other Wall Street firms that lost employees, the company has helped victims' families, giving away $180 million.
The most important thing in my life was how big a number I could get to. How much could I be a part of their lives and make a difference?
Cantor relocated to Midtown Manhattan, rebuilding its headquarters on the lower floors. The company is now twice as profitable as it was a decade ago.
Offer me 1.8 tens.
And the New York offices have grown from just 150 people after the attacks to nearly 1,500. Some are children of Cantor employees who were killed in the attacks.
The fact that they'd be willing to go work for the firm where their dad was killed, it is the greatest honor we can have, and it's my pleasure.
Lutnick remains a fierce businessman, but at certain moments, he struggles.
It's really amazing.
He describes himself as heartbroken, but says he finds comfort in family, both his own and the extended family at Cantor Fitzgerald.
An interesting story, eh? Lots of those stories you'll be hearing over the course of the week. From NBC, Chris Matthews talking to Kenny Speck, a first responder, about the health issues many in the New York City Fire Department are having.
You're a member of the New York Fire Department, is that correct, sir?
That's correct, Chris, yes.
Tell me about what physically happened to you as a result of 9/11.
I was diagnosed with cancer in May of 2007, operated on in November of 2007, and continued medical problems, Chris. It's terrible and tragic what's going on within the membership of the New York City Fire Department. The past 10 years have been absolutely horrible. The past 3 years specifically have been terrible. It's absolutely decimated the ranks of the New York City Fire Department.
You know, physically, or rather visually, we're looking right now at the scenes after the horror of September 11th, and we're looking at what looks to be the air quality. What was in the air? What was what caused the cancer?
Chris, I have to be honest with you. I'm a New York City firefighter, not a biochemist. I'm still waiting for those in the know to come out and admit to us what exactly was in the air. 10 years later, we're still doing medical studies. We're still having a problem. We're pushing that rock uphill. Chris, from a New York City firefighter to anybody out there who wants to come out and be clear and honest and truthful with us about what occurred down there 10 years ago, I'm ready, willing, and open, along with the other members of the New York City Fire Department, to hear finally, after 10 years, what exactly was down there, what caused the illnesses, and what do we have to look forward to from this point forward.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is Vietnam and Agent Orange.
You know what, Chris? You're 100% right. We saw how the chemicals that were made, and you take the leaves off the trees and the soldiers underneath receiving these chemicals from the air, how they got sick and how they fought for 40 and 50 years after the Vietnam War, and how they were told that what they were exposed to didn't cause their cancers. Well, it's the same exact thing here within the New York City Fire Department and the uniformed first responder community. You hit the nail on the head. We ask ourselves every day if this is our Agent Orange. We ask ourselves every day if we have to wait another 30 years until we hear the truth. I hope we don't. I hope the nation has changed. I hope that the way of thinking has changed. I hope that those people who know exactly what went on down there and what we were exposed to come out and let us know right now what it is, like I said earlier, we have to look forward to. We're all men. We just want to know where it is we're headed and what it is we have to look forward to, because coming from where I'm coming from, Chris, and within the New York City Fire Department, I'm telling you right now, it's pretty dim days ahead. It's already been dark behind us, and it doesn't look good going from this point forward.
What an interesting and compelling conversation. Fire Department member Kenny Speck talking to Chris Matthews. Here's Mayor Bloomberg, who was on The View yesterday, answering some questions about not inviting first responders to the ceremony this week.
The first responders were not invited to this Sunday's event, and they're upset about it because a lot of elected officials are going, and they're not.
Well, there's very few elected officials that are going to go. Congress did us a favor and only allowed those from New York and New Jersey, I think, and Connecticut to come up. But the bottom line is we only have so much room, and the first day is for the families of those who died. President Bush and the two governors of New York and New Jersey and Mayor Giuliani, they who were there on 9/11 are going to speak, as the current president and the current governor of New Jersey and New York and the current mayor. And we have short things that totally non-political, things that talk about sacrifice, things that talk about how great America is. Each one lasts 20 seconds or 30 seconds, something like that. And then we will read the names of everybody, and then the families will be allowed to go on the memorial, touch the names of their loved ones that they lost. And then day two, everybody else, and we will have a ceremony for the first responders, but you just can't have everybody. There are fire laws as to how many people you can have on the plaza at one time. Families come first for this, and then afterwards, it is for the public, it is for people that want to educate their kids, and remember, there's a lot of economic development around us, because the two things that really come out of this is, one, the terrorists tried to take away our freedoms and they failed, and number two, New York is back. Today, this city, downtown in particular, is stronger than it's ever been before. We have double the number of people living downtown that did on 9/11. We have 19 new hotels and new parks and schools and everything. Today, there's baby carriages and supermarkets on Wall Street, and it used to be closed at 6 o'clock at night.
There's Mayor Bloomberg. The focus on 9/11, the 10th anniversary, continues here on The Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61%. and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, host Melanie Armstrong and Peter MacArthur talked to Max McManus, who's biking across America to raise money for the 9/11 Foundation.
Tell us about the foundation you're raising money for, Max.
The 9/11 Foundation was founded in 2001 on behalf of the people that lost their lives and to create financial assistance to the families. And since then, it has become part of the Wounded Warriors Project. So now, 10 years later, a lot of the financial aid goes to help the Wounded Warriors that are fighting to protect our freedom so we hopefully never have another 9/11 attack.
Max, what kicked you into gear on this project exactly?
I wanted to do something that I thought was patriotic and was in memory of the 10-year anniversary of those attacks on 9/11 and somehow increase the awareness to not take for granted the freedom and the privileges that we have in this country. So I thought, you know, with my fitness background in cycling and triathlon, I would attempt to connect the whole United States in one continuous route and add ground zero on 9/11 and do it all 50 states in 50 days.
Did 9/11 affect you deeply?
Yeah, I mean, it was intense, you know, but obviously it's very disturbing for everybody, but maybe because I grew up as a dependent of an Air Force pilot and lived in many countries, I definitely have a real kind of a patriotic passion to this country. And so those attacks and the way the people lost their lives, you know, with such a coward act, not in a wartime and not provoked, was really disturbing. It definitely got me.
Max, I know for me, looking back, the visual that sticks in my mind is watching coverage after the fact, and it was reporters doing a stand-up down by Ground Zero and people standing behind them with pictures of the loved ones they couldn't find, and I'll never forget that. Is there a moment or a visual that sticks out in your mind, or is it more of just a complete remembrance of what happened that day?
I think if I replayed in my head, which I've been on my bike now almost 500 hours, the thing that is like really intense to me are the 343 firemen that lost their lives because they were going to try to rescue and protect other lives. So they didn't even have to be in the towers.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We now move on to the situation in the post office, which is one of the more ridiculous sagas in our country. Immediately following the announcement they were $5.5 billion in the hole, people said, okay, let's put it up for bid, see who will buy it. But we can't do that. We have all these government, quasi-government employees. Here's Bill Handel talking about the problems at the post office and what they're proposing to do to keep it alive.
The demise of the U.S. Postal Service is upon us. Now, we've heard the demise is upon us many times in government. It sort of hangs on, but it's a little more serious here with the Postal Service. It has been around living on the financial edge, that is, going south, for a long time, but it's never been this close to going over the edge. The agency is so low on cash. Remember, the post office is not part of the general fund of the United States. It's a different department, and it has to make its own money, or in this case, has to lose its own money. But it's so low on cash, it's not going to be able to make a $5.5 billion payment due this month. And as a result of that, they're talking about shutting it down entirely this window unless Congress takes emergency action to stabilize its finances, and that means loaning the post office $5.5 billion for this month's payment. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said, quote, our situation is extremely serious. If Congress does not act, we will default. So in recent weeks, what Donahoe's been doing is pushing some cost-cutting measures to somehow erase the agency's deficit, which is going to reach $9.2 billion this year. That's a chunk. And the things he is asking for and suggesting, and some of this has been on the table for a very long time, eliminating Saturday mail delivery, for example. I've been hearing that for years. Closing up 3,700 postal locations, most of those losing, well, they all lose money in the sense that it costs the post office money, but some, because of so much mail going through, either technically pay for themselves, or they actually do pay themselves, considering the number of first class envelopes that go through, and that's the magic. They make all their money on first class, not on that third class crap. So they're talking about closing up 3,700 of these locations and laying off 120,000 workers. Think that's going to help the employment figure? That's nearly one-fifth of the post office.
All right, here's host Mandy Cannell talking to a producer about the state of the post office.
Talking about the Postal Service, an article appeared in the New York Times over the weekend about the Postal Service is in it's an extremely dire situation. Their cash is so low, they're not going to be able to make a $5.5 billion payment designed to fund the health care of their retirees. So that's not exactly the worst part of it, though. If they don't make that, that's bad, but it's not horrible. But even if they don't make it, by the middle of winter, there's a good chance sometime next year, and I wouldn't say the middle of winter, I'll say spring, summer sometimes, they will not have the money to make their employee payroll. They will not have the money to put gas in their trucks. And this, an industry that has a monopoly on first-class mail delivery, a government-sanctioned monopoly on first-class mail delivery. You have to wonder. I mean, I wonder these things. You have to wonder, if that law did not exist, giving the post office a monopoly on mail delivery, do you think that UPS and FedEx or some other company would have stepped up and come up with something that could work for people? Think about it like this. If you could mail something for 10 cents, but you knew that it was only going to be delivered on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, would you do it? I would. Because what do you really mail anymore? Brian, you're 26 years old. I think I can make the argument that you are a perfect example of why the Postal Service is going the way of the dodo bird. How many bills do you mail out every month?
I think one.
One.
One consistently.
And why do you mail that out?
I couldn't figure out how to do it online. If
Thank
I could
you
do
very
it online,
much.
I would.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So we're moving to a society where traditionally, what do you get in the mail? You get junk mail, which nobody cares about. Do you even read the junk mail that you get?
No.
You just throw it away right in the garbage can right there.
Yes.
Yes. Junk mail that goes right in the garbage. You get bills, and you get greeting cards. Now, there's a lot of people, and this is not a knock, by the way. If you still prefer to get your bill in paper fashion and mail it back out, I have no issue with that. I really don't. But that is slowly going away. And as the younger generations who are used to this, who have been brought up with electronic bill pay, they have no interest in doing that. So I hate to say it, as you mail clingers start to die, and unless you know something I don't know, eventually we will all go this way, so will the Postal Service.
All right, there it is, a wrap on today's issues that are on the top of the heap when it comes to conversation in the